Chapter 71. The being that stood atop the lake was a shadow. It must be a reflection, Cassian thought. Smoke and mirrors.
Where is Briallen?
Asriel demanded, siphons flaring like cobalt flame.
I spend so many months preparing for you,
Kostche crooned.
And you don't even wish to speak to me?
Cassian crossed his arms. Let Eris go, and then we'll talk. He prayed Kostche didn't know of the made dagger that Eris had again sheathed at his side, that the crown's aura of power had blinded even Briallen to its presence. But if the Death Lord got his hands on it? Fuck. Cassian didn't let himself so much as glance toward the blade.
You fell for it rather easily,
Kostche went on.
Though you took your time making contact. I thought you'd rush in for the kill, brute that you are.
They could make out nothing of him beyond the shadows of his form. Even Asriel's own shadows kept tucked behind his wings. Kostche laughed, and Asriel stiffened, like his shadows had murmured a warning. His siphons flared again.
Run!
As breathed, and the pure terror in his brother's face had Cassian spreading his wings, readying to launch. But his wings halted, his entire body halted. Asriel grabbed Eris and shot into the skies, the made dagger with them. They had to get it far from Kostche, yet Cassian could not move. Cassian's siphons glowed like fresh blood, then sputtered out. Asriel shouted his name from high above. Kostche drifted closer to the shore.
You can take him now, Briallen. You have plenty of time before dawn.
A small hunched figure emerged from behind the trees. A crone. A golden crown sat atop her head, right above her arched ears. Hate burned in her eyes. Kostche said,
Tell my Vasa, I'm waiting.
His shadows swirled. Asriel soared back toward the ground, his siphons creating a blue orb of power encircling him. But Briallen had already reached Cassian.
I have need of you, Lord of Bastards.
The ancient-looking queen seethed. Cassian could say nothing, couldn't move. The crown glowed like molten iron. Briallen ordered Kostche.
Winnow us.
The Death Lord pointed a long-fingered hand at Briallen and Cassian, flicked his fingers once. And the world vanished, spinning into blackness and wind. Nesta's shield had become a millstone. Her sword, slick with blood, hung from her hand, a leaden, slippery weight. Every inch of her body burned, with exhaustion, with her wounds, with the knowledge that behind that line she'd drawn in the dirt, through the archway at her back, Gwyn and Emery were still breathing, still climbing that final piece of the breaking to the summit. So she'd killed the Illyrian males who squeezed through those jagged rocks, who believed they'd find an untrained, helpless female, and found death waiting for them before the archway. Only one remained. Some inner part of her quaked at the unseeing, battered faces. The blood running from the corpses. Valkyrie, she whispered to herself. You are a Valkyrie. And once again, you are holding the pass. If you fall, it will be to save the friends who saved you, even when they didn't know they were doing so. A glance over her shoulder showed Emery still scaling the last of the summit, so slow, but so close. Dawn neared, but they could make it, win this thing. Nesta again faced the archway, knew who she'd find. Bellius leaned against a boulder, sword in hand, shield dangling from the other.
Impressive work for a high fey whore.
The male pushed off the rock of the archway, not sparing a glance at the warriors he'd let die for him.
You know,
Our god, the first of the Illyrians, held the ground against the enemy hordes right where you're standing. There wasn't a scratch on him, no sign of exhaustion despite the climb. Velius smirked. He drew a line in the dirt as well. He nodded toward it. Nice little touch. Nesta hadn't known that tidbit of their history, but she revealed nothing. She became blood and dirt and pure determination. It didn't end well for Aenelius, Velius went on. He died after defending this spot for 3 days, climbed with his guts hanging out to the sacred stone at the top, and died there. It's why we do this stupid thing, to honor him. She didn't speak, but Belius's eyes drifted to the peak above. Displeasure narrowed them. My crippled cunt of a cousin and that half-breed disgrace this sacred place. A flutter of light from the summit washed over Belius's features. Nesta's lips curled, widened into a smile at Belius's growl. Gwyn and Emery had touched the sacred stone and been winnowed by its magic. Seems like you didn't win, Nesta said to Belius at last. Hatred darkened Belius's glassy eyes. As if in answer, snow began falling, great clouds twining around the mountain, rumbling. The snow clung to the rocks this time. I never wanted to win. Belius's mouth twitched upward. I just wanted this. He launched at her.